Welcome to this month's Pulse. I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
Hi, it's Paul Rothman. I'm the Dean of the Medical Faculty and CEO of Johns Hopkins Medicine.
Thank you so much for joining me. We are going to talk about something that's gaining a lot of traction, at least it seems to me, here at Johns Hopkins. That's the idea that somehow we need to preserve, accentuate, grow humanity in medicine.
Yeah, it's something that I think physicians of my generation are starting to think about. And that's really because technology has become so powerful and such an important and useful tool in medicine. We want to ensure that we don't lose the humanism in medicine as our whole society loses its personal contact. When's the last time you actually talked to a bank teller? You just don't. Called a travel agent to make a reservation. I mean, those parts of human contact that we lived with and took for granted are out of our society because of technology. And as we look at medicine, we see similar pressures on us as technology becomes so powerful and so important for us to perform medicine at a level we want to, that we want to make sure that we don't crowd out some of the human parts of medicine that makes medicine a special field.
That sounds like a really tough call, especially in this place, because my goodness, we've got so much research going on and a lot of really powerful technology. So how can we synthesize those two things?
We think about how we are able to use technology to get the unneeded variation out of care, but allow humans to keep the needed variation in care of our patients. I like to use that phrase. And we think that that human interaction makes that doctor-patient relationship special. I mean, patients tell physicians things they won't tell their spouse or their children, but they will tell their physician. And that has to do with a level of trust that is essential for the physician-patient relationship. And without that, I think we won't practice the type of medicine we do. But keeping that in and keeping that human contact is important. The electronic medical record is a great example of where technology is important and powerful. But there was a recent study that I quote out of Northwestern where they looked at the eye gaze of physicians during a primary care visit. And 35% of the time, the physician was looking at the electronic medical record. And they have to. They're documenting it. And so then how do you do that and at the same time allow the patient story to be heard by the physician?
Are there strategies that help to bridge that technology/humanity paradigm, if you will?
First of all, simple things. You can set up an exam room where the computer faces the wall. So when the physician is typing on the computer, they face the wall and away from the patient. Or you can set up an exam room where the computer is facing the patient so that you are talking and looking at the patient at the same time. I think eventually technology and voice recognition, and we're working with some technology partners to utilize voice recognition, will overcome the requirement for a physician to type on a computer. So as you talk to the patient, talk through their physical exam, talk through what you're thinking about, actually might enhance the patient-physician relationship as they listen to the physician and what the physician's thoughts are. The other thing to mention that we're doing is we're trying to recruit medical students who care more about humanism, who really aren't just good test takers, but people who think more broadly about their role in society, who have some of those humanistic qualities that we think are important for the physician. We, like many other med schools, have developed more holistic admission criteria.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on the preservation of those qualities while medical education is going on, because as we're both well aware, it can be pretty all-encompassing.
I trained in the early 80s. It was not atypical for resident in training to work 100, 110 hours, sometimes overnight, many nights in a week. That really was pretty brutal. Now, nationally, we limit the work hours for physicians, and I think that's a great step to having that resident be a little more human. They're a little less tired. They have more patience for listening to people. In all, I think it's a good thing.
Some of our colleagues here at Johns Hopkins have recently written a rather provocative paper. I'll let you describe that, and then tell me where you think it fits into this whole paradigm.
Well, it has to do with another part of humanism. They are now very powerful tools that can assist a physician doing a physical exam. Handheld ultrasound has been demonstrated, even done by a medical student, to more accurately measure the size of a liver than an experienced physician. Similarly, if a handheld echo that you can teach a medical student even to use can look at the heart valves of a heart better than a stethoscope can. So we have very powerful technologies that are coming on that, as technology moves forward, are becoming fairly cheap. And here at Hopkins, actually, we train our medical students on some of those. So the article by Bill Nelson, Peter Pronovos, and Anthony Rosen basically says that we're going to have to change the physical exam. The laying of hands, Abraham Fregese's written really elegantly about how important that is. And I agree 100% that the laying on hands builds a bond between the patient and the physician. And so we have to preserve that. At the same time, not ignore that some of these technologies do a more accurate job at measuring the physical attributes of a patient than we do by some of the older tools. And this is not new. I mean, we've developed new instruments to do physical exams for centuries. Now we just have to still utilize these tools, but still allow the patient-physician bonding to occur. So we're just going to have to do a new physical exam that's different from the one we did in the past.
Hopefully we all won't struggle too much to get used to that new physical exam. One thing that occurs to me about the implementation of technology is that it really helps to engage the patient in their own care, because so many of these things like apps are ambulatory. They can gather their own data on 24-hour blood pressures and other pieces of information that can be critical to determining how well they're doing.
Elizabeth, you're 100% correct. It's interesting, and really it's the patient's information, and the patient really should have ownership of their own information. And so what we're going to do is this ability for your apps or iWatch or whatever handheld or other device you own to measure your own physical exam, you're going to have data on your blood pressure, your heart rate. We are working with Apple on an iWatch that measures epileptic activity in people with seizures, and the patient has ownership of that. That really is going to, as you said, I think, engage the patient in their own care. I think that's really tremendous and will benefit both the physician and the patient.
To bring this full circle then, and back to my final question, you offered this idea that somehow we could change the computer screen so that when notes were being taken, the patient could see those also. So we have some movement toward this idea of open charts. And I'm wondering if we get patients to populate their charts with data that's measured in an ambulatory setting, if that also wouldn't help to promote that relationship.
I think so. We're using Epic as our electronic medical record. What you're referring to is MyChart, great tool for the patient so they can have access to the records any place in the world. Just go online and they have and their notes and they can see them and they can contact their physician. And as they gather more of the information, that'll probably just be right uploaded onto their medical record. In addition to their genome, when they get their genome sequenced, then that's their information. They should be able to have access to it for any physician that they deem. Plus, they will really be part of the care team. Certainly the new generation of physicians who are so tech savvy will really, I think, embrace these new changes.
What's your best hope for this strategy?
Well, I really think that the patient as a partner in their own care is probably the best model. We're going to see that very rapidly, as we have done it in banking and any other industry that has embraced technology. I think we're going to see that. Really, we're seeing it now. It is happening all around us. And I think it will come out in a better system of care.
Outstanding. Thank you so very much.
Oh, thanks for having me today.